Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m., and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And I'm joined in the studio by Roger Schmidt, who's the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and Daryl Johnson, who is a tuba player. And they're both here to tell us a bit about the upcoming Holiday Brass Concert, which is happening this Friday, right, Roger?
Yeah, that's right. 7 o'clock, the Performing Arts Center.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's on, what will be played, and what people can expect?
Sure. We always try to cover a really wide range of music over the centuries. When I put together a program, I always love the experience of music from different eras, and so we have everything from early Baroque all the way to contemporary salsa from one end of the spectrum to the other. And there's going to be a lot of brass, so sometimes there'll be 13 brass players on stage. We have a guest singer who'll be singing. The trumpet players usually come with four or five of their own instruments, and just a lot of metal on stage.
So some really big sound.
Huge sound, there. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be glorious.
Now, this is your 10th anniversary.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, 10th consecutive brass concert. We've done it this time of year.
That takes a lot of work, I assume, to get all these brass players up here. And to, do you start practicing together when they come up here, or are people practicing on their own in the interim beforehand?
We send the music out ahead of time as soon as I can get it together, and then that gives us a shortcut. So ideally, people have looked at anything that might give them troubles, and then we start rehearsing tonight. And
that's
so
funny.
We've got about four rehearsals, I guess, that we'll do.
Okay, and so 7 to 9 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center on Friday. Tickets are still available, you say?
Yeah, at Old Harbor Books.
Okay, and $25 for adults and $20 for students. And Daryl, this is your fourth year, correct?
That is correct, yes.
What keeps you coming?
Oh, let's see, where to start? It could be the little elves that visit us in the morning and bring us fresh goodies and cake and... But mostly it's the it's just the community in general. We're very, very appreciated here. It kind of kicks off the holiday season for me, even back home. Roger usually contacts me mid-November about here's the music, and so we all get very anticipated about the big program this year, because it's always an exciting program to play. It's an exciting program to perform, and I'm sure from the audience it's exciting to hear.
Do you generally have an opportunity to play solely with other brass players?
In orchestra situations, but just as this ensemble, we're mainly a 10-piece ensemble. We bring in some extras for different pieces, and it's a very traditional makeup of the group. It's actually, there was a famous group called the Philip Jones Ensemble, and it was 10 brass players, and music was arranged specifically for this makeup, and so it gives every instrument, especially the tuba, which you might not be exposed to a lot, it gives me the opportunity to kind of show off and play really fast notes and really loud notes and low notes. So it's exciting, and I think from an audience perspective, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And Roger, will you be playing?
Yeah, it's the one time I get to just be a trombone player, so I look forward to it all year long and practice to get ready. And it's kind of like, for me, it might be an analogy of someone preparing for a marathon, since it's not something I do now as a full-time job. I think of it very much like, I get up every morning before I go to work, I practice a couple hours, I try to get in, and then every night when I come home, I practice, and I kind of get into this, musical fitness regime in preparation of the concert. And the players are, just the best in the country, and so for me, it really is exciting to try to build my abilities as a player to feel like I can at least do a, halfway decent job with the ensemble. And
And he does more than that.
So tell me, each of you, about one of your favorite pieces from this year. Describe it, if you can, and describe how it makes you feel.
See, from this year, there's a lot of stuff I haven't played on here before. So I know which part I like the best. It'll be interesting when we put it with the ensemble, if it holds that. "'Twas the Night Before Christmas" is a lot of fun to play. It's actually a piece that we do with narrator, and he narrates the story, and we offer a musical accompaniment to that. We are doing that this year, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Good.
Yep.
We are. Doing it. I've been practicing that.
Yeah. Say, oh, really? What's the point?
So it's really exciting to hear how the a composer can take some traditional melodies and music and put it to the narration, and it makes for a really fun end of the night.
So it's not going to be simply just brass playing for 2 hours, but you'll have a little bit of. Few other components in there.
Always. Roger always has a little bit of excitement built in.
Yeah.
Roger, what about you? Are you particularly looking forward to anything?
The first piece, Sinfonietta, the fanfare, is by a Czech composer named Janáček. And it was the very first classical record that I was given when I was maybe in eighth grade or ninth grade. My uncle knew I was really getting into playing the trombone, and so a lot of orchestral music, your first go as a brass player or any musician, there's so many instruments, and it's so complex that it's hard to sometimes hear your instrument at first. And I remember as a kid, like, hearing that Wagner was supposed to be this great composer for brass, and then you'd check out something from the library, put it on, and it's like 2-3 hours, and where are these moments? But the Janáček just started immediately with this amazing fanfare for the whole brass section, and it's really haunting. It has this kind of beautiful quality as well as this really fierce barbaric quality to me, and I love that combination of the two together. And so this year we programmed it. I'm real excited to play it.
Great. Well, top brass players from around the country are here in Sitka and prepared to play for Sitkins on Friday for the Holiday Brass Concert. That's from 7 to 9 p.m. Any parting thoughts or words?
I'm very excited to be back. As you said, it's my fourth year to be back. And yesterday was my birthday.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. And I had black cod.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Black cod for my birthday, and first time I've ever had it.
So not only are you giving, are you giving to the community, but we're giving to you.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's why musicians from all around the world want to come here.
Can I ask you really briefly what you do in the rest of your life?
Well, I have just kind of left my professional musician career, and I played in an orchestra for 10 years. I moved to the Pacific Northwest, just kind of wanted a life change. I still play actively with San Francisco, with Portland, and up in Seattle. But I'm a web developer now. I write computer programs and play the tuba on the side.
Well, welcome back to Sitka.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Melissa.
My guests have been Roger Schmidt with Sitka Fine Arts Camp and Daryl Johnson, who's a tuba player, and they will be both playing in the Holiday Brass Concert. That's coming up this Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets are still available at Old Harbor Books. They're $25 for adults and $20 for students.